On a recent Saturday, a Middlebury filmmaker tried to pull off a rather remarkable stunt. To launch his latest film, Inside the Mind of a Dog, on Netflix, he decided to try and set a Guinness World Record for the most number of dogs to attend a film screening. Vermont Public's Andrea Lorien went to watch.
Last Saturday afternoon, Middlebury went to the dogs.
He's a Schnauzer poodle mix. He loves to give cuddles.
More than 200 dogs and their adoring parents gathered at the town's Memorial Sports Center in an attempt to break the Guinness World Record for most dogs to attend a film screening. The current record is 219 dogs at last year's Paw Patrol movie in Los Angeles, so they'll need 220 to break that record. The event was the brainchild of Middlebury filmmaker Andy Knight Mitchell and his son, Billy.
We are here because I just made a film called Inside the Mind of a Dog. And about 6 months ago, my 13-year-old son said, "Hey, Dad, Paw Patrol broke the Guinness record for the most dogs to attend a film screening. You should break that with your new dog movie." And I thought it sounded like a pretty fun idea, so we started it, and the community really...
Mitchell's documentary explores how canine brains work and how dogs have evolved to communicate with humans. Mitchell said one of his favorite takeaways from making the film was how dogs became our friends in the first place, through survival of the friendliest.
They evolved because survival of the fittest is hard and dangerous and requires a lot of energy and you get hurt. Survival of the friendliest, everybody wins. So that's sort of the theme of our movie, and it's just what dogs epitomize to me.
There were rules to breaking this world record. All dogs had to be on a leash, one dog per person. And here's the kicker. The pups and their human counterparts had to sit for 10 minutes watching the film. Dog owners know this can be tough for these easily distracted creatures. The owners weren't allowed to physically hold down their dogs, so the pups had to be able to follow two key words, sit and stay. Amy Blitcher came from Lebanon, New Hampshire. She was joined by her binge-watching schnoodle, Freddy Boy.
He enjoys watching television, so I think he'll be good at the movie, because he enjoys watching action things and things that have dogs and animals on them.
Cassandra Pike and her husband brought their two labs, Jada Ma and Jovi Bug, from Middletown Springs.
They're experts in shedding, but also in being loyal and, you know, just overall great companions, and love swimming, love playing FRISBEE. Yes, I can spell, and I cannot say that because then they'll get excited. So luckily they can't spell today. Love them to death.
If you could ask them one thing, what would you want to ask them?
I hope they know how much I love them. And so I'd ask them, "Do you know how much I love you?" I think.
Jane Steele of Middlebury met her rescue Peanut at Homeward Bound, Addison County's Humane Society.
I hadn't had a dog in 20 years, and I saw him being walked at Homeward Bound, and I just lost a son in an accident, and I said, "Is that dog for sale?"
Peanut came home with her 8 years ago. She described him as a people dog.
He's been a godsend. It's unbelievable. And he's going to be 12.
Dogs might not be patient enough to watch a full movie with you, but they do have a way of bringing people together.
You both have the same type of dog here. Could you mind telling me about it?
They're white West Highland Terriers, known as Westies.
What's your Westie's name?
Marco.
And our Westie's name is Ken.
What is a Westie known for?
Oh, they're very independent. They have Westitude, which is their attitude, and what they choose to do is what they want to do. They love to look out and watch everything that goes by, very, very interested in all that's happening around in their environment.
Yes, I live on the bike path, and he guards that bike path with his life.
People and pups made their way through the registration line and went inside to find seats on the floor of the sports center. Tracy Himmel Isham works at Middlebury College. She sat on the floor with her dog, Choopy, a regular visitor around her workplace.
Because she comes to school with me every day. She does a little dance, and then she goes to every office getting treats.
She knows where to go.
She knows exactly where to go and how to play every person in my office. You know, she talks a lot, so she squeaks. So I would want to know a little more about her anxieties, like what's causing them, being the mom, the fixer.
And it sounds like she's a fixer for people too.
She's a total fixer for people. Yeah, it's a mutual admiration. Yeah.
Thanks everybody for coming.
So, did they break the record? Not quite. With 206 dogs in attendance, they needed just 15 more dogs. But don't count Middlebury out just yet. Here's Mitchell again.
Differently. We get three tries at this, so you never know. We'll see if the community's up for it. We're so close, we know we can do it. So.
Despite the disappointment, the atmosphere in the Middlebury Sports Center was cheerful, and the survival of the friendliness was on full display.
How did it feel to come out today?
Oh, it was so fun. Yeah, it was a treat, and the dogs were quite well behaved.
And in the end, all the dogs were very good dogs. For Vermont Public, I'm Andrea Lorien.